Hi, this is Dennis Wing, and today we're talking about developing your rhythmic versatility. All right, a lot of guitarists, once they learn their scales, like let's say you've learned your basic pentatonic scales and maybe major scale or something, and yet the student doesn't feel like you're really soloing, you're really making music or songwriting. These things apply equally to improvising or songwriting. Like I'm just writing notes of a scale, but it doesn't really sound like music, or I'm playing notes of the minor pentatonic, but it still doesn't sound like a real guitar solo. Well, of course, there's technique elements involved. When you're soloing, you use elements like that I explained in a different session. I won't go into it now, but hammer-ons and pull-offs and vibrato and slides and bending and all this. But there's another element to it, which is the rhythm. Everything comes down to rhythm. If you don't have good rhythm, but you have good note choice, people still won't want to listen to you. If you have poor note choice and great rhythm, people will have no problem listening to you. That's something I've said many times in many different ways, and it's worth repeating. And so this is just an introduction of what's to follow in this class. The class was taught live, or I should say the recording was done to a live class, and so it goes rather quickly. I didn't waste time talking, so this will be the most talking you'll have to listen to. But it's worth me telling you what's gonna happen. This is one class where you definitely should not listen to it away from your guitar. You should have your guitar in hand and play along. Otherwise, it's all just gonna blur together. And so this is meant for you to actively play along. And basically, all it is I introduce how to play everything from one note per bar all the way up to 32 notes in a bar, and we explore their equivalent rests. So if you're playing one note in a bar, that's called a whole note. We also do whole note rests. If you're doing 32nd note, we also do a 32nd note rest. So that's 64 combinations of stuff you can play around with, and that's a lot of combinations. So by the end of listening to this, you will have a handle on how to vary up your rhythms at will, either in songwriting or in live playing. There is a demonstration somewhere in there, or maybe towards the end of the class, but I'm going to demonstrate now what that might possibly be like. Now, during the class, we were in G minor, and we were using a minor pentatonic, and most people were using, the third position on the guitar. Namely the G on the third fret, and they were using, the position one, and we were using 90 beats per minute. So this is what it could sound like once you go through the course, or you might even go through it several times. One, two, three, four. Just a short demonstration on your rhythmic versatility. Hope this gets you excited about following along to this class, and good luck and have fun.